Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Sanusha Naidu, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I'm okay, considering.
Well, yeah, am I wrong to be so cynical, gobsmacked by how this is turning out? This is a win-win-win-win for Jacob Zuma, isn't it?
No, I don't think. I think but when you put it in the context that you did, you know, he goes to prison or he's incarcerated because of an arrest warrant that was ignored. Then, of course, he gets sick, mysteriously. Then he goes to the medical facility. Then, of course, he doesn't, the medical board, which is a process, doesn't approve the medical parole, but rather Arthur Fraser does. The president endorses it. And then, of course, he has stepped with the bill. I'd like to live in a country like that where I don't have to pay my own bill.
Absolutely.
But at the end of the day, you know, the issue about the arms deal, it's not cancelled. There's a difference. It's postponed. Postponed until the NPA, I think, also wants to see that medical note that he couldn't make the last time. And I think for me, your cynicism is justified because it seems as if every time we think we're going to get this man, he kind of, the situation just plays into his hand. I'm not sure how many lives he has, maybe 18 or 20, I don't know. But at the end of the day, I always believe in this. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Not literally, figuratively. And I have to take comfort in the fact that that sword is getting quite thin at the base for Mr. Zuma. And so it may be a win. And it may be that, you know, at the end of the day, what was all the hype about taking him to jail, what happened in Kanja, all that money that we spent, this $400,000 could be spent much more wisely in terms of people and community. But at the end of the day, I also think that, you know what, I would say, and I'm going to be very facetious here on radio right now, I'm going to say to Mr. Zuma, if I was somebody in the position of power, let your demon sit with you for the rest of your life.
In other words, just and maybe I was thinking about that as well. Maybe it's time for, I don't know, karma, for God, for whatever it is that people believe in, to take its course, and we ignore Jacob Zuma and we get on with building this country.
Exactly. I mean, I think for me, mm-hmm. the energy we invest in saying that this man needs to be held accountable is justified. But the energy we invest in throwing out, in our anger that he doesn't get to be accountable, that he doesn't get to account for his indiscretions and for the fact that he was a lousy president, makes us think that perhaps our energies can be reinvested and re-energized in different ways. And the reason I say this, Howard, is because he's not, I mean, you know, the supporters don't want him to go to jail because he's an old man and blah, 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 blah. But the one thing, the Achilles heel of Mr. Jacob Zuma is not this kind of trajectory of accountability. The trajectory of accountability for someone like Jacob Zuma is to let him stew with his demons, because he's a very traditionalist, patriarchal individual who loves to consult the bones and see where he's going with the Sangoma. And if you play that card, I think that would be letting him fester in his own mind.
The problem with that is, and I have taken myself there, to say, well, does it even matter? You know, surely we should be looking at building this country. The problem is that when you have Cyril Ramaphosa, I mean, I could have gone with all of that until Cyril Ramaphosa endorsed this. And then I sat back and I thought, hold on a minute, what is really going on here? Because it doesn't help us to say, right, put Zuma and his corrupt cohort aside, let's continue forward with rebuilding this country after what they have done to it. But then are we guaranteed, or can, not even guaranteed because there's no such thing in life, but can we be reasonably confident that the ANC could move forward without being corrupt? And I'm not convinced.
I think you asking for a crystal ball there. Particularly because I think the point you're making is, can the ANC move forward without being corrupt? I mean, hang on.
Yeah.
You know we live in South Africa, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
The ANC has not necessarily turned the corner even in terms of its own corruption. It's imploding. It's self-destructive. And I think the point you're making is quite relevant in the sense that the President Ramaphosa had endorsed. Now he's going to wait for President Ramaphosa to come out and give his reasons as to why he endorsed. But perhaps the playbook in this is that if we continue to keep him in prison or we continue to have this, then we're going to continue to have this irritant around. And if I don't give him agency, and I say, right, we did what we did. We showed you that you are not above the law. The victory is not that he was medically paroled and that, you know, Mr. Ramaphosa, President Ramaphosa and Arthur Fraser made that, I mean, Arthur Fraser made the decision and Ramaphosa endorsed it. I don't think that's the victory. The victory is that he went to court, he went to jail. That's the victory. And that he can be sent back to jail. Remember, the Armsville case is not over.
Right.
And so, if he doesn't prove and provide whatever, he's in contempt of providing that document that the judge asked for. He did that with Judge Pillay. He's doing this now with the current judge. And it's still the matter of saying he's medical paroled on one set of issues. If he continues to play this destructive part, he could be also charged with contempt in other ways. That doesn't mean he's medically paroled on all charges against him. So at the end of the day, I think this idea of saying we'll endorse this and go forward, I'll be very interested to hear what the president's reasons are in this regard. But I do think as well is that the one way you disable the agency of Zuma and support base is just to say, well, okay, fine, he's an old man, we got him out, he's there, and we've given him the respect that he needed. And, do, you know, whatever you want to do, basically you've achieved that, but you didn't have victory because there are still other things coming down the line. The problem I'm having with this kind of linear approach to the fact that we have to see incarceration as some kind of prison sentence, etc., is in the case of Jacob Zuma, it doesn't work. In the case of Jacob Zuma, you have to play him at his own game, and that is what makes him most scared at night when he goes to bed.
That's such an interesting way of looking at it. What do you think that is? What does Jacob Zuma fear most?
His mind, his demons, the fact that he hasn't settled in terms of all his indiscretions and transgressions over time, and that they are coming back to haunt him.
I love that. What an amazing way of looking at it, Sanusha Naidu. You're not just a political analyst, you're a spiritual guide.
No. I'm an analyst. I
actually just like your way of looking at it. I find it very, very comforting. It is 7:30, Sanusha Naidu, political analyst. Thank you, as always. What do you think about that? Does that give you comfort at all, letting Jacob Zuma's demons do all of the work?